You might tell someone else, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just...
I'm not going to do it.
Okay. And you say, if someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I got up to work before sunup and I... what all I'm going to today.
Say that again now.
You say, I got up to work before sunup and I...
I'm going to get all that work done today.
Okay. Well, if you finish work, would you ever say, I've done and worked?
No.
What about, I've done work already?
I'm through working or something like that. I don't believe I'd say that.
Okay. And you tell a child, you're not doing what you...
Do not what?
You're not doing what you...
were told to do.
Okay, it's what you want to do.
If she's doing what I told her to do.
Or say if you say in a dangerous situation,
yeah.
A person, what, be careful, a person.
Be careful, you may get hurt.
Okay. And if he's not being careful enough, you say he, what, to be more careful.
You need to be, watch what you're doing on.
Okay. Do you ever use the word ought?
Probably so. Not a lot, but I probably said you ought to watch what you're doing.
Okay. And if the child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he...
shouldn't have done.
Or he...
should have done.
Or using the other word, he...
he shouldn't have done.
Or using the word ought. I bet he did something he...
ought not to have done.
And the child might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
I dare you to go to the graveyard night, but I bet you you'll be scared or...
Okay. Do you know if I bet you you dastn't go or dare?
I've heard that, but these Mississippi folks, and I'm not down on them, but they say that a lot.
How do they say that?
They say, if you dastn't not go, I dastn't not go over there. And, you know, they talk real.
Uh-huh.
There was a family of them moved here, and then they went on west. In West Carroll, and I used to go where we used to go there just to hear them talk. People came down the river one time on a boat, man and wife and three children, and they talked like that. They were from Arkansas, somewhere up the river. They just had a boat floating down the river.
What if most of the people that live around where you do, where are they from?
Oh, they, it's just a... most of them from the hill country, either in Louisiana or Mississippi. Basically, right where I live, they came out of the hill country in Louisiana over around Ruston. Now, where they came from there, I don't know. Because when they started that government project down there, it was, you know, times were really hard and there wasn't too much going on where they lived and they just kind of existing. And they thought they were in heaven when they came there. Of course, a lot of people have left. The original ones came there. They didn't like this country. It was too swampy and mosquitoes and Johnson grass. That's a real bad grass. And they go back where they came from. They just didn't adapt to this country. A lot of blacks was here too, and they hadn't seen any black people.
What kind of grass grows up in the cotton field? Johnson grass?
Johnson grass, crap grass, water grass, Bermuda grass, just any kind. If it wasn't for chemicals, it'd be horrible.
What did people used to do before they had the chemicals? How did they control it?
With a hoe and plows, those side harrows, turning plows, discs.